Good morning, gardening friends, and welcome to the Garden Program. I'm Bill McReynolds on behalf of Ortho Products. Ortho Products for the control of disease and insects on your plants, and that great plant food from Ortho called Rapid Grow. Welcome now to the Garden Program. And let's say good morning and welcome now to Calvin Finch, who has joined us on the Garden Program this morning. He's our horticulturist with the Extension Service, serving us here in San Antonio and Bear County. And here we get into this month of March, Calvin. We've had some pretty good rain, so we're excited about that. But it is an exciting and a real busy month, isn't it?
It sure is. This is the first month when we can really get into our gardening. And from the volume of phone calls we're getting at the Extension office, everybody is real excited about it this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, last year, of course, you weren't here last year, but we didn't get the rains that we've had this spring, and so we sort of limped through the spring season and didn't have that good of a season. But this year, it is exciting. We're looking forward to growing lots of things. What are we going to talk about first?
Well, I think we ought to just kind of take a survey through the month with all of the various gardening chores, and I thought maybe we'd start with fruit trees.
Okay.
A lot of fruit trees are already through full bloom, mm-hmm. and then those that didn't bloom in February are in full bloom now.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of, about 6 weeks from now or 2 months, we'll have calls from people wanting to know what they need to do to keep the insects and the diseases off their plums and peaches and apples. Well, it's too late then.
Oh, yeah. Need to do it now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Trees that are in full bloom should receive a fungicide spray now. And, of course, Benlate or Captan. Some people use Bravo 720 as a full bloom fungicide. Then after your petals are all fallen, but not before, because if you put an insecticide on when they're still in bloom, you're going to kill all the bees.
And
we need those bees for pollination. Then you can start the insecticide sprays, and to keep relatively blemish-free fruit, you got to spray about every 7 to 14 days.
That's the reason I'm not in the peach business as you are.
Yeah, it is.
That gets to be a chore.
It is. It's just, and of course, if the weather's bad or windy, it really messes things up. But the homeowner with a little backpack sprayer or with a little pump-up sprayer, or even a sprayer on their hose, can do a pretty good job about every 2 weeks. Some of the sprays that you can use are diazinon and Malthion, and then as the fruit gets near to harvest time, then you can use a 7 spray, a carbaryl spray. And there are some mixes of both the fruit tree sprays that include both a fungicide and an insecticide, and those are good sprays to use too, because you do have to continue your fungicide sprays, perhaps not every time you spray, but at least every other time until harvest.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a busy season, as you say, and if we want good fruit and we want unblemished fruit, we have to do that, don't we?
That's right.
Yeah.
Pecans, too. Some pecans are still have tight buds, and if they do, you can finish your dormant oil spray.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If the leaves are starting to come out, which some of those I saw were, it's too late for dormant oil. But you do, now's the time to fertilize pecans, too. And generally what the Extension Service recommends is a pound per inch of diameter, generally ammonium sulfate, 2100. Now, in the bigger trees, over 6 inches, 2 pounds per inch of diameter is suitable.
Okay, how large? What's the minimum diameter when we should switch up to the 2 pounds per?
6 inches.
Oh, from 6 inches up.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds good.